Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the days of cheap food could be over. That's according to comments made by the Irish Independent's Charlie Weston, by the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, with the group saying politicians should be honest with the public and explain that cheap food days are numbered with their costs having risen. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been out asking shoppers in Dundalk today how much they've noticed an increase in their weekly shop.
Yeah, it seems to have gone up a good bit, yeah. If you go and buy a 50 euro shop, you get very little for it.
Like getting the basics definitely nearly doubled in price. So it has, like, I used to spend, say, 70, 80 euro a week in here. Now it's up at about 150. And that's just cereals, milk, dairy products, a bit of meat.
Yes, definitely. Meats especially, fruits and veg, everything really, like.
How's that affecting you?
Yeah, big time. Like, we're struggling. I'm a single mother, so it's kind of hard, you know.
How much would you say your shop has gone up by?
I used to be able to do it for about 70, but now it's coming up to nearly 100 a week.
I definitely would say it has doubled. From about what I would have got for 70 euro now is definitely 150 euro. I never have money anymore. I always say that if we didn't eat, we'd be rich.
Oh my God, yes. Fresh produce and meat are practically impossible to buy on, like, a student budget. It's yes. So bad.
Yeah, I agree. The like, meat is probably the worst part. For me, it's like really getting on my budget, because I get like budget from my family for like a week. So sometimes I wouldn't buy a meat because it's too expensive, for example, or I would just go to reductions and like buy only the cheapest, almost to expire. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. Like, but sure, look, it's the cost of living. There's nothing you can do. You have to. Unfortunately, the wages don't go up, but the groceries do.
Big increases noticed by those shoppers in Dundalk, speaking to Maura Fay. And all of this comes as some supermarkets in Europe have looked at dynamic pricing as a new method of charging for the goods that they sell. So how does it work? Well, for more, we're joined by Katrina Redmond, who's consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Hello, Katrina.
Hi, Claire.
We'll just look at the cost of groceries first before we talk about dynamic pricing. The voices that we heard there from Dundalk, people are really noticing this. The prices are creeping up, more than creeping up, we should say.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to note that the farmers are struggling as well. Like, they're still going out and they're buying the same food that we are, and they're still paying the extra prices, you know, the extra cost to put it on the family. So everybody feels hard done by, no matter whether you're a farmer, whether you're a retailer, whether you're a food producer, or whether you're a single mom trying to put food on the table. Everybody is struggling with food at the moment.
And this talk about dynamic pricing, I mean, that's come about because the paper price tags that we're used to, they're being phased out by retailers. So you might see now a digital price on the shelf. Isn't that what's happening, or that's what's leading us to suspecting there might be something afoot?
Yeah, and they're really clever, actually, because you have to look at them very, very closely. They're very thin. It's very, very similar to how they used to look before, that printed paper, that digitized numbers. So they do look very similar to how they were before, but most of the supermarkets do have some sort of digital labelling on their shelves so that they can change the prices centrally. They're not depending on a staff member to go out with a sheaf of prices, you know, a wad of sheets of paper to change them across the shelves. But actually, you know, dynamic pricing is already in place in some of the supermarkets, and you might not have thought of it this way. So if you think about the yellow sticker products, and that's the prices that are discounted towards the end of the day or as they reach close to their use by or their sell by date, that's a form of dynamic pricing. It's just that it's going down rather than up. Mm-hmm. So they're the items that they would struggle to sell unless they were discounted. And the whole idea is to offer the food or any product at a price that's going to maximise the profit for the business. And supermarkets are there to make profit.
And in Norway and France, then, they are trialling this dynamic pricing. Are they using the digital price ticket?
Yeah, so it seems to be more successful in Norway than it does in France. In France, a number of the retailers have introduced it and have kind of dropped it as they haven't had a really great reaction to it. In Norway, though, this business, I think it's called Trom 1000, they are doing particularly well with it. They actually have been registered as the best value supermarket for Norwegian customers year on year. So it is really benefiting consumers in Norway. And what they do is they guarantee that, you know, consumers would feel hard done by if they saw the price on the shelf and then it costs more when they got to the till. So what they do is they guarantee that the price on the shelf, that is the highest price the consumer is going to pay. So it can only drop between picking it off the shelf and bringing it to the till. And any price rises that are going to happen, happen overnight. So the consumer doesn't feel the impact when they're going shopping, which is very, very clever.
If you go to the supermarket first thing in the morning, don't be surprised if the price of the bananas has gone up overnight.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know whether that would go down well here either, would it?
I think it's an interesting concept. I mean, we're beginning to take a look at dynamic pricing across different markets. At the moment, we're all familiar with dynamic pricing, you know, with airlines, with taxis, some certain online retailers and tickets for events. But now we're taking a look at it. And in Ireland, we're about to introduce it in the next 12 months or so. And that'll be dynamic energy pricing. And then we'll all be familiar with it because we'll all be trying to make a decision. Do we stay on the static tariffs or the night day tariffs? Or do we move to a dynamic priced energy tariff? So dynamic pricing is something that is here to stay. And certainly if it's going to make these businesses money, they're going to start using it more and more. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be something that we're going to become more aware of in the next year or so, I'd say.
So we're all going to have to be very much aware of how things are priced, and we are legally entitled to see the price per weight, aren't we, on the shelf?
Yes, we are. And I love that as well. You know, it makes it easier for us to make a decision when we're, say, taking a look at rolls of toilet paper, for example. I know if something is 1 cent per sheet or something is 2 cents per sheet, it makes it easy to figure out which is the better value, no matter what the big ticket item is. And also, like, those prices on the shelves, they are invitations to treat, technically. So when we get to the till, we have to make sure, you know, that invitation to treat is followed through at the till. And if the price is higher or if it is different to what we've seen on the shelf, then we have the choice to put the item back. So that's going to apply to dynamic pricing, and it applies now as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just wondering how they might use this. So say we've just come through a really sunny couple of days. So if we had dynamic pricing, would we be paying more in a week like this for our ice cream, for example?
Potentially, but also supermarkets and retailers, they plan years, months ahead. Like, we've just started July, and for many of the supermarkets, they're already finalizing their Christmas menus. So they've locked in those prices with their suppliers and their producers. So they already have a fair idea of how much they're going to charge come Christmas. So when we get to like a peak or a surge event like Christmas, or a surge day, maybe like Christmas Eve, they may decide to implement dynamic pricing. And it all depends, really, like, and for example, the weather as well. We had a lovely Sunday. Would we have paid more for ice creams? It's hard to tell. But if they had a glut, for example, of ice creams and the weather wasn't great, would they be able to dynamically price them lower to try and shift them off the shelves? That would be to our benefit.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to have to figure it out pretty quickly because it may be on the way. One thing is for sure, though, as we have said there, Katrina, prices are going up and they don't look like they're coming back down anytime soon. Katrina, thanks so much. Katrina Redmond there, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Now, we're going to have some great books for children to read over those long summer days with our Waterford librarians coming up next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.